The Colcloughs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Singing away and all, we've got trouble.
Sing while your heart is aching. Sing even though it's breaking. Although a tear is ever so near.
Oh, we should have gone on the clubs. Hey, I say when? Well, I remember. You haven't set out to Mum and Dad, have you?
Can I have my bed back? No flattered calves, just my bed back. So, it's all fixed up for me to go on this weekend. Shan't be sorry. Sleeping in Sybil's couch and playing Gooseberry while her and this Pete make eyes at each other. Isn't exactly my idea of fun.
Self. I mean, about Nevin, this drugs charge.
I promised I wouldn't, didn't I? Who's a little belter? Are we getting your coat on and going for his walk?
Well, think on. I mean, once your tongue gets going, last thing Nev and me want is family on his back.
We're bound to find out. I mean, once Nev's case gets to court, it'll be in local rag, won't it? Come on now, get your leg in bed.
Well, there shouldn't be that much in paper, seeing as if he's only been done for possession. And he's pleading guilty.
If you ask me, he wants to plead guilty to being puddled.
You can't understand, can you? Or at least you want to make the effort. Condemn.
You're not saying smoking pot is clever or something.
It's an escape. It's a battle, you know, on this estate. Getting high now and again, it helps us forget we're in a trap.
You mean your fella? Your baby?
No! Give me some credit for feelings. I am human. I'd be lost without my fella and my baby. The trap's this bloody gutter.
Move! Go! Do a moonlight!
To where? On what?
I don't know. Get a mortgage, you young. They're on offer.
Oh, it's not for us, that.
Well, you're heading for a breakdown then, aren't you, if you stay on lawnmower?
Everybody's on the brink of a bloody breakdown. Single parents, unemployed, chronic sick. Everybody's stretched. Nobody's got any money. We're all trapped.
I can't see it.
Well, you must be blind then. Or thick or brainwashed.
Sticks and stones may break my bones.
You're in a trap if you didn't but know it. You're brilliant with toddlers. Little Nev there, he glows when he sees you. You should be a nanny or something.
Who'd take me on as a nanny? I need training. Where do I get that?
That's your trap. That's why you're wasting your life.
Oh, don't be such a misery, Shez. I know you mean well, but you take things too much to heart. I live life from day to day.
Well, that's it. That's our society. Folks on their own taking things from day to day.
We've got the family. We fall out, then we make peace.
The family. Budging along on the family. And when that fails, or we fail, the state, such as it is. And all they can do is cut. There has to be other lifelines. I mean, when you think what it costs in sickness and misery and sheer despair.
Yeah, it's a tough old world. Come on, Tiger, you're all rigged out. Let's go and see if we can find some conkers on that tree, don't wreck.
You do see Father, don't you? Why, I'd rather talk to you personally. I did confess to the first sin. Did me penance for it, had me jabs. Thought it was clear. Then this hits me. Are you there, Father? Sorry, I thought we'd been disconnected for a minute. Anybody there? You still listening, Father? I have to talk to you, you see. I'm at my wits' end. I can't handle it, Father. The shame, the disgrace. AIDS. HIV positive. I'm not ill. I may not get ill, they say, but I can pass it on. And I've met this girl, Father. Confession's not enough. I need advice, help. You'll see me, Father. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you.
Oh, hello, Peter. Sybil about, is she?
She's gone to see her mum. How long have you been in the house?
Just come in this very minute. Didn't you hear the door?
You've been here while I've been on the phone?
No, like I said, just this very minute.
Oh, that's all right then. It was just I was making a rather personal call. Father Callahan from St. Bede's is my priest. My parents went to St. Bede's before they retired to Prestatyn. I generally give him a call when I'm home. I suppose if you'd been there while I was talking, you'd have coughed. I mean, you wouldn't stand there in earwig, I hope.
Of course not.
Well, there. I'll meet in Sybil in town. I'll see you. Bye.
Bye. You little liar, Wendy Colclough.
Tea's ready, Ray, when you are.
I wouldn't be a tick, Reenie. Just doing me lifts.
You'll have muscles like a coal heaver with all this physiotherapy.
Hey, bung us a towel, Doc. I'm fair sweating.
I've been spitting feathers all day. It's worse than India in that pot bank. And Critchlow, the works manager, he's a throwback and a half. He's already got me marked down as a troublemaker.
Oh, he knows a thing or two, then.
Oh, don't you start.
Hey, what we got for tea, then? Fish, is it? Brain food?
Best fin and haddock. Can you manage?
Hey, hold my chair steady while I get myself to the table. Oh. Hey, I got some news.
News? What about?
I bite Mr. Bernard Rowley of Fairhaven.
Is this a riddle or something?
Nay.
Well, stop being so flipping cryptic, then.
I'm on a bite our Mark's sugar daddy.
Oh, if you mean that, Bernard, I don't know as I'd call him a sugar daddy.
Oh, right, but I'll tell thee so much he definitely is, and it's not what we thought.
In what way?
Well, first off, he's not a branch manager at Six Towns. He's the head man. He's chairman of the old bloody enterprise. He has a big house at Longsdon, a flat in Anley.
Oh, all to the good, surely.
Ah, that depends. What's more important is the fact he has a wife and two grown-up kids.
Never.
Oh, aye.
Where did you come by all this information?
Bernard Bluer.
From the garage? Mark's boss?
That's a chap.
And has Mark known all along?
I might not have done. Bernard Bluer done do a lot of talking about his customers.
Why did he tell you all Bernard's secrets then?
I said he'd been propositioning our Wendy, which he has.
Ray, to be honest, I don't know as I like you fetching all this up with the likes of Bernard Bluer.
Never mind that. Get the priorities straight. At least we know what we're dealing with.
A sad case, I'd say.
Now that's talking in riddles.
But what else can you call him? An husband, a father, a man with a position, realising this late in his life what his true nature is.
Fair enough, but that dunner entitled him to chuck his money by it and dazzle our Mark into going the same way.
Oh, I think there's more to it, Ray.
More to it? It's as old as the hills. Fellas with money buying what they want. Used to be young girls as they chase, now it's young lads.
Oh, nonsense.
Does the reckon his wife knows what he's up to?
Well, I might.
Reenie, listen, I don't want to be narrow-minded. I don't want pressure our Mark to be as I'd want him to be. But I don't want nobody else moulding him, twisting him, taking him away from all as he's normal.
Nor do I, Ray.
I don't know it you the same. You women don't care for men and the ways.
Oh, I don't know where you get that.
Not at times, not entirely.
Oh, I see. So it's my fault. I've turned Mark into a sissy.
Oh, own up. You're not that bothered. Well, it's shameful to me. I can't have just let him drift into something so much against nature.
Against your nature?
Right, it's not in my nature. So I can't believe it's truly in Mark.
And what about mine?
That's female. He's male. Male.
I had a father, didn't I?
Ah, that's splitting hairs.
No. While Mark lives, my father will never die.
Oh, there's a likeness.
Well, think of my father, Ray. Cyril Cartledge, think of him.
Well, he were quiet and nice and polite, soft-spoken, henpecked.
What was his nature, would you say?
He favoured thee.
Oh, yes, I'm his daughter, no doubt of that. And a more understanding father a girl never had. But think of him, Ray. Poor chap, is that what you want for our Mark?
When?
Hiya, Sib. Just in time. I'm doing some scrambled eggs if you fancy a snack.
Well, I am a bit famished. Pete upstairs, is he?
No, he went out. He said he was meeting you in town.
We had arranged to be at Leadbelly's for 3, but I were a bit late. I must have missed him. It's funny he's not back. I said if I missed him, I'd see him back at ranch.
I found this in your bedroom.
The letter? To Sybil, it says.
It were on your dressing table. I'd just popped in to pinch a bit of your eyeshadow. Hello?
Dearest Sybil. Sorry to spring this on you, but...
It's for you. Peter.
Peter? Peter? Where are you? The bus station? Yes, I got your note. No, you're not saying goodbye, not from this distance. Don't you budge, I'm on my way. Wherever you go, I'm going. Now you wait for me, I'll not be more than 10 minutes.
Sybil, listen to your Auntie Wendy.
Where's that number for taxis?
He's not your type, you know. I should write him down to experience.
We ain't had any experience. Anyhow, I want something that lasts. So far, my life's been all chopping and changing. I'm either going with him, Wendy, or I'm fetching him back. Hello? Instant cabs?
Right, so that's the secateurs at £10.99 and the greenhouse heater at £20.99. It's about 2 to 3 weeks' delivery. Payment in instalments over 20 weeks.
Yeah, I suppose I could pay the lot at one go.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll get my agent's commission that bit quicker.
I suppose every little helps these days.
Oh, it does. Mine, doing this catalogue on top of everything else, doesn't give me much rest.
Oh, don't hurry off. Stay for a while. I'll put the kettle on.
I shouldn't really. I must get round my customers, and folk don't like a calling too late.
Oh, do stay. I've something to tell you.
I'd better not, Bryn.
Please. It's only to explain my reason for maybe settling up in a lump. The fact is, it's been in my thoughts that I might move.
Move? From here? After all these years?
Well, you were planning to move before Ray's accident, weren't you? Why shouldn't I plan to move?
Well, yes, but I thought you were so settled. I mean, what about your garden?
Oh, one's much like another. It's the gardener rather than the garden.
It's not because of the case, is it? Ray's compensation.
Oh, why should it be?
Well, with you living next door. If you didn't say what Ray expects you to
what
say...
What Ray expects. That's number one, isn't it? Doing what Ray expects.
He's not doing what he expected to, is he?
No. That's a pity of it all. That's changed everything.
Everything? In what way?
Changed what was happening between us?
Nothing was happening.
Wasn't it? All those evenings when Ray was at the cricket practice?
We gardened. We talked. We were friends.
We were on the road to more than that, my love.
No, and you never thought that. At least you never showed that you... It's only since... Well... Since Ray's been disabled that you've thought there was... That you thought there would be a need, I suppose.
Is there?
I'm not saying.
Is there?
You shouldn't ask.
Be honest. Is there?
Yes. Yes.
For a man?
No. No, not any man. For you.
Oh, Kaz, I'm not on song tonight. I wish I hadn't come out. Lousy so-called nightclubs. Let's face it, they're just knocking shops. Why did I stay in with me mate? Look at me, done up to eyes and not a pick-up in sight. Chucking pittance I get from state into your till. How many oranges and soda so far?
3.
And them little nips of okra to the goodness of your heart, petal. God bless you, my child. Hey, Kaz, done a drift off. You know, you're my favourite bar person. I've got a load on my mind, see. It's either you or an agony aunt. No, don't a grin, I'm serious. I have a mate, smashing girl. She's in love. And the object of her love is, it appears, in love with her. It's a perfect match. Even I can see that, and I'm the world's worst when it comes to arts and flowers. I've got to know something about him that I wish I didn't. Poor lad's had himself tested for AIDS. He's HIV positive. He were telling his priest over at phone. I just happened to earwig. Well, you don't tell lies to your priest, do you? Poor lad. Poor Sybil. Question is, do I tell her?
Today's episode was written by Tony Perrin, who also devised the serial. The Colcloughs was created and produced independently by Mike Hopwood.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.